T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whether you're first time, long time, or all the time, call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
As we proceed to give you what you need, Sports Talk Radio, WFAN, 101.9 FM. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson, on a little bit earlier before the Yankees play. The Yankees are playing out west in Seattle, so that game won't start until 10:10. Rain delay for the Reds-Mets game, so I'm not sure when that game's going to start, but I'll try and keep you updated as I keep my eye on it. I think they're ready to play Blue Jays-Orioles. Shout out to the Orioles for being a good team this year, beating the Blue Jays and helping the Yankees keep that nice little lead in the AL East. No time to panic. In my open, I said, yo, the San Diego Padres went for it. They won the deadline. No one in baseball can say they didn't win the deadline. But then they couldn't win a game. After the deadline, they lose 5 in a row. And they can't score. It takes time for these guys to gel. It's not basketball where you can put KD, Kyrie, Harden on the floor and they're just dominant. You can't just make a super team in baseball that gives you instant results. They need to develop chemistry. They need to gel. And that's what I was saying for the Yankees too. Give Benintendi some time. He's nice. You're going to see. He can hit. He can play baseball. It's not basketball where you just put 5 guys on the court, and if they're the more dominant players, there's mismatches and they get buckets. It's not the same. You got to throw the ball over the plate, and that ball's got to get hit. And the manager's got to manage, and guys got to make smart decisions. And like I said, the Padres might not even make the postseason. They're right on the cusp, and they did all of that to go get superstars to add to their superstars. The Yankees will be fine. The Mets are already fine. We know that. The Yankees will be fine. They need to get a win tonight. This Gerrit Cole, Luis Castillo matchup is heavy on my mind. Gerrit Cole cannot have another letdown. He's facing the same team that rocked him last Wednesday when he gave up 6 runs, a couple home runs in the first, and he ruined the day of a lot of little kids that came to Yankee Stadium hoping to see him and Aaron Judge, who was resting. And, you know, I think a lot about these kids in the Nets world as I go to Nets games and I'm on the radio with Chris Carino and Tim Capstraw, and Brooklyn Nets radio has been awesome to be a part of. And, you know, being able to go to the games with the Brooklyn Brigade, the Block, and seeing over the years, right? Over the years, what the Nets have been able to build in Brooklyn. They took the franchise from New Jersey to Brooklyn and actually built something. And for it to be held hostage right now by Kevin Durant, I don't really understand it. I don't want to understand it. I want to move forward. I want there to be a resolution. I don't want it to play out in the media with the owner tweeting. Just figure it out. If they got to trade him, trade him. If there's a trade available that makes sense, don't lose the trade. Don't let KD force your hand, or make him play. Say, hey, again, right? He asked for a trade on June 30th. Here we are, August 9th. No one has put up the right package that's going to get the deal done. So then say, hey, you signed a 4-year deal to be here. If you want to hold out and sit out, hold out. But training camp shows up quickly. You know, once we get into October, late September, it's time for training camp. It'll be here fast. And, you know, thinking about these players and these owners, right? Billionaires don't want to be held up by millionaires, right? Joe Tsai doesn't want to be told what to do. It's his business. It's his team. He owns the team. And it's kind of crazy where we've gotten with this like player empowerment movement in the NBA. And I also think it's kind of crazy where we've gotten with like coddling these players that don't perform well and getting at the fans like the fans are too harsh. The fans that buy their jerseys, that buy tickets to the games, that spend $100 just to eat and drink at the game, those fans can't boo now? Come on, those fans can't boo a guy that goes 0 for 18 or 0 for 32 or leaves 30 runners on base. Of course they can. It's just a boo. You're a professional athlete. They always talked about mental toughness when I was young. Like, I think that's gone away now, right? Because now it's about mental health. But when I was young playing sports, it was like, you got to be mentally tough. You got to block things out. So I don't care to see any more articles about, oh, how does it feel to be booed? Ask them, how does it feel to let the whole fan base down when there's runners on second and third and they pop up for the final out multiple times? They get paid millions of dollars. That's something I put on Twitter. And people were coming at me like, oh, just because someone has money, they don't have feelings. I'm like, no, you misunderstood what I said. I put out a tweet that said, I don't know who needs to hear this, but Joey Gallo got paid. It wasn't like we were showing up to his rec league or his charity softball event and booing him. It wasn't like we were just going out of our way to be mean and cruel to Joey Gallo or Aaron Hicks. This is New York. It's the hardest place to play. It's also the hardest place to live, survive, and make it. The whole song is, if I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. Top of the heap. It's hard. It's not going to be easy. You're not going to get a free pass. And I don't know. That's something else that I'm just kind of like, where are we at with that? We have sympathy for these millionaire ball players that aren't performing to the point where the fans are getting criticized for booing and being too tough. Oh, they're a ravenous fan base. Oh, they're so tough. It's always been like this. People just got softer. Jim in Haverstraw on the Fan. What's up, J.I.M.?
Hey, One Mike. What's going on, kid?
Rocking One Mike. You know it. A little earlier tonight, Jim.
I feel you. It is a little early. So it's kind of driving me just as mad as you are, right? And it does show that it is like a difference in time and the people now. But, you know, when you look at the Gallo thing and he talks about, you know, my parents have to come and it's the mindset being mentally strong. And I feel like, it's specifically to New York, right? And it's almost like when they're looking to sign these guys, they have to give them like a behavioral test. And I don't care if it was the 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever. I mean, if you look at Jeter and what Jeter said, and I don't want to say how he spun it differently, but he looked at the media and said, I'd boo myself too. I stunk. He's like, but the fans, they boo because they want me to do good, where it's almost like Gallo is like taking it so personal. I mean, but what did Reggie say? Reggie said it makes me feel good when other fans boo. It means how important I am to my team.
Yeah, when opposing fans boo. Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't boo nobody's, but that's the whole thing, right? It's you could go to your stadium and you it makes you so crazy you can't leave the house, but you go to the next stadium and the boos are it's the same boo, right? It's the same thing. But doesn't, especially New York, right? Because I take pride in being a New York fan, diehard, and all that stuff.
Of course.
We don't hate you, dude. We want you to do better.
No, like, fans start off hating these guys. It's called the Bronx cheer for a reason. Like, you build up to that Bronx cheer. If you strike out as many times as Joey Gallo did, statistically, the worst batter we've seen in pinstripes in years, You're going to get boos. We didn't boo him the first day we traded for him. And even the last day that he played in Yankee Stadium, I was there. Pockets of the stadium were chanting, Joey Gallo, trying to pick him up. And then when he struck out looking, boo.
100%. When he got like back-to-back hits, man, I was cheering. I'm like, good. Let's go, man. Let's get some.
We want to win. We're rooting for the Yankees. No matter who's on the Yankees, we want to win.
Yeah, and you know, people coming at you with the whole money thing. It's the other side of it is, you know, he's just in the media and stuff. Every New Yorker feels this. Everybody in the country feels this, man. And in essence, we're all kind of getting booed at work and the same thing. Just don't come at me. Oh man, I'm so bad. My parents have to come.
I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about that at all. Thanks for the call, Jim. This made me think about something, right? With the Joey Gallo article, it was like he was throwing a pity party for himself. Like, yeah, you know, we're just counting down the days till I get traded. You know, my parents are going to have to come up to Manhattan and clean my apartment out. Okay, because you're taking a flight to L.A. Cashman did you a solid, shipped you from one top team to the other top team, and you get to go live in beautiful California. We're supposed to feel bad for you? You made $10 million. You got to be a Yankee. You got plenty of opportunities. And you're telling the reporter, oh, yeah, I bet you got a nice apartment in Manhattan. You have your parents coming to clean it out for you? I worked in New York City for about 2.5 years, taking a 2-hour bus ride commuting to the city, living with my mom. And then when I moved out, my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, we moved into a place, we moved all of our stuff, and just had to figure it out. I lived in Carteret and then commuted on the bus to New York City. And then I made a little more money. My girl made a little more money. We moved to Bayonne, just crept a little further north, and then commuted to the city, taking a shuttle to a path to the subway. And then we moved to downtown Jersey City. We moved a bunch of times. I think I've had 6 apartments in the last 7 years. Never once did I say, Mommy, Daddy, can you come help me move my... What are we talking about, bro? What are we talking about? I'm supposed to feel bad for you? I can't. And now the next guy up is Aaron Hicks. And yeah, at least he said, yeah, it's been horrible. It's been a bad season. And he didn't take the same pity party as Joey Gallo because he's not getting traded. He's not getting out of here. But Aaron Hicks has a 7-year, $70 million contract. The Yankees made it so you'd be set for life. If these Yankees fans are frustrated, it's because we expect more. And we've seen you do better. We know you can do better. And we want you to do better. It's not personal. It's not we hate you as a man or a person. And I feel like these reporters are taking it the wrong way. I think that like the lines are starting to get really blurred as far as like entertainment, sports, athletes, who they are, like what is going on. It's gone too far. And I don't want to spend too much time on that whole thing from the open. But Jim, thanks for the call on that. Jeter said, I would have booed myself. Jeter understood. Comes with the territory, man. You get to be a Yankee, show up. And maybe you'd like to show up to Battle of the Badges charity softball game. It's actually a baseball game. The Mets and Ford present the Battle of the Badges charity baseball game on Thursday night, August 11th at 7 p.m. Game will take place at Citi Field as the FDNY team faces off against the NYPD team to benefit FDNY and NYPD charities. Teams will feature members of the FDNY and NYPD who played high school, college, and minor league baseball. Tickets are $20, and they're available at Mets.com/Battle of the Badges. Again, that's Mets.com/Battle of the Badges. 2 days, Citi Field. August 11th, 7 p.m. Check that out. Let's go back to these phones because my guy Josh in the Bronx called. What's up, Josh?
Chief, I'm telling you, the Yankees treat their players good. Jordan Montgomery, they give them to the Cardinals. Joey Gallo to the L.A. Dodgers, like you said. Life is good.
Yeah.
Life is good. Come on, man.
We're shipping these guys away to good teams, good situations. We're looking out for them, even though we don't want them here.
Right. But the thing I'm calling about is you know, Cole's got to come through tonight.
Yep.
First inning or not, man, pitch like it's the second or third inning. Pitch like it's the eighth inning. You can beat Louis Castillo, man. Come on.
He can do it.
He beat the Yankees in Cincinnati and at Yankee Stadium. Come on,
This is the third time the Yankees batters will see him.
Man, the third time's the charm, man. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Thanks for the call, Josh. I didn't mean to cut you before you got your last word in, but I want to get a word in. Third time is a charm. You see a guy three times in a month, they got to get to him. And it sucks that Giancarlo Stanton, Anthony Rizzo, Matt Carpenter aren't in the lineup, but there's enough good hitters in this lineup. Joey Gallo's not in this lineup. The Yankees got to get to him, but it's not even just about the Yankees bats getting to Luis Castillo, who a lot of Yankees fans wanted the Yankees to trade for and they missed out on. It's about Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole has to go out there and not give it away right away, right? I can put some respect on Jameson Taillon because he gave up one in the first and then he locked it down. He gave up another one in the fourth, but then he came out with back-to-back shutdown innings. And Jameson Taillon, when the Yankees needed it, the Yankees needed to stop the losing streak, goes 7 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 6 strikeouts, good enough because the Yankees' bats were also alive. The Yankees scored 9 runs in the game last night. They're hot. Didn't they have 8 runs the night before? 9 runs the night before, so that's 18 runs in 2 nights. The bats are hot. They're figuring it out. They're hitting. They're competing. The pitching can't give it away. And this is going to be a tight game. We know Luis Castillo has no hit the Yankees. We know he's one of the best pitchers in the league. That's why the Yankees were looking at him. But it all hinges on Gerrit Cole. You can't have 2 back-to-back bad starts being the quote-unquote ace, making $324 million. There was a ton of Yankees fans out there in Seattle from what I saw on social media last night. They might boo this man. You might not hear the Bronx cheer, or you might hear it from some Yankees fans out there at T-Mobile Park if Gerrit Cole can't get through the first inning. It all hinges on Cole. I would love to see Cole be able to go 7 innings like J-Mo did. It was unexpected. I didn't expect Taillon to lock in and go 7 innings, 6 strikeouts, 1-2-3 inning in the first, like shutdown innings. I was joking on Twitter, like, all right, you guys can't go to sleep. You got to see what J-Mo does here. If he has a shutdown inning, you can go to sleep. Nah, don't go to sleep. Watch. The Yankees were able to score 9 runs and defeat the Mariners 9-4. It was a good night. The bringer of rain. People were thinking Josh Donaldson was going for the cycle. I'm like, look at this guy go. Team meeting must have got to him. Guys were looking at him in the team meeting like, hey, aren't you a former MVP? Do something. Tony is in Middletown on the Fan. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's happening? So, yeah, I'm going to tell you what, Colin, you know, he's going to show up. He shut them down after the first inning on the last game, so I'm good with him. You know, he'll show and prove. And then secondly, Josh Donaldson, he's very competent at the plate, so I have all confidence in this dude to be like one of the secondary leaders to, you know, just kind of carry us for a little bit. So, and then the last thing is, I just hate when people assassinate his character because he called a guy one of the greatest players in Major League Baseball. He should daggone sue the Major Leagues for suspending him. You know, they put Jackie Robinson's name on everyone's back. So what the heck is wrong with calling somebody Jackie Robinson? You know what I'm saying?
Nothing wrong with it when the guy first called himself that years before. Nothing wrong with it.
Exactly. So he should sue Major League Baseball for a daggone slander, for suspending him for something so stupid. But, you know, Yankees, they're in good shape. And like I say, Donaldson, he's a rock. He's a competent, strong player. And, you know, we're good. We're in good shape. Yankees.
Yes, sir, Tony. Thanks for the call. We got to go to break. Call me up, 877-337-6666. I want to talk a little bit about the Giants. I want to talk a little bit about the Jets. More about the Nets, the Mets, and the Yankees, of course. This is WFAN. My name's Keith McPherson. I'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We've done some talk about, you know, Joey Gallo and Aaron Hicks and Giancarlo Stanton dealing with booze and what Derek Jeter said about dealing with booze. And I saw a clip of our very own Tiki Barber at Giants training camp, and he spoke to the Giants players and he broke down the huddle. So let's play what Tiki had to say.
Hey man, I remember these days. This sucks with the heat. But it's the character that gets built on hard days like this that make you great, right? And the one thing about being great is you got to believe that you're not, right? No matter what you hear, like, don't listen to me doing my radio show, right? No matter what you hear, all the good stuff, wash that out. All the negative, let that fuel you. I used to say, and maybe I was too smart, but I used to say, our critics are our friends, right? Because they show us our faults. And then once you fix your faults, what are you going to say about me now? So as I look at this team, you guys have come a long way. Some of you are young. Some of you had some success in the league. But there's one thing to do in New York that makes you a hero, and that's win, right? The most important thing to do, though, is leave it on the field. And if you leave every single snap on the field, they will love you forever in this town, right? Rising tides, right? Rising tides lift all ships. New York wants to love this Giants team, so make them love you. Let's get a breakdown here. Giants on three. One, two, three.
Giants.
Appreciate you guys.
Tiki said it best. New York wants to love this team. We love all of our teams. We care so much about our teams, our sports, our fandom. Nobody wants to hate their favorite team. There's a thin line between love and hate. The emotions are similar, right? You get so mad because you care. You get so mad because the team has given you elation. The Giants have won Super Bowls. You've seen the Giants shock the world and make you feel like you were king of the world. So you want to see them do it again. It's the same thing for the Yankees and for the Mets. And for the Mets fans, it's 7:30. They just announced that first pitch will be at 8 o'clock. So the Mets game is delayed about 50 minutes, 8 o'clock, first pitch there. But Tiki, I don't know if Tiki's listening, but I was like, that was great. That's great advice to give to these guys. He also said, tune everything out, the good and the bad. The negative is going to be super loud, but also don't buy so much into the positive, right? Your critics are your friends. He even said, don't listen to my radio show. Because, of course, when the Giants start doing well, Tiki's going to talk them up. But you can't start resting on what you did last game. You got to go out there and prove it again and again and again. It's a privilege and an honor to get to play here. If you crush it, if you kill it, if you win here, you are a king forever. You are a legend. And they can't remove that. And everybody's not able to deal with that. Everybody's not able to handle that pressure. But I'm tired of this year hearing all of these guys like, oh, well, you know, you don't get a pity party. There's no pity party for the people out here struggling. There's no pity party for the people out here trying to figure out how to pay rent, trying to figure out how to just survive in this city. And when they do get a break from the hustle and bustle and they want to go to the ballpark and watch you strike out, they're allowed to boo. It's simple as that, man. And I've been watching the Giants and keeping a close eye on this new regime with Brian Daboll. A couple nights ago, I think I was talking about Kadarius Toney and Wandale Robinson. If they can keep those two healthy and on the field, they're playmakers. And then you combine them with a Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley needs playmakers around him so that he can be the primary threat, the primary playmaker. I like that they're fighting in practice. They're supposed to fight. I played college football. There wasn't one training camp that I went to, even in high school, where guys didn't fight. There wasn't one. I played quarterback. I used to try and jump in, and they're like, hey, whoa, 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 you're not supposed to be in the scuffle. I'm like, oh, I'm just defending my guys. I don't mean anything by it. I'm going to go to the dining hall and eat with the defense right after. But, you know, this is competition. Iron sharpens iron. These guys are trying to get better. And I'm very interested to see what the New York Football Giants look like under this new regime. You're seeing it with the Mets, right? New GM, new manager. They got a new GM in Joe Shane. They got a new head coach in Brian Daboll. And they've got a guy in Saquon Barkley with a chip on his shoulder and something to prove. Jack is out in Middletown, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Jack?
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm great, man. Thanks for calling up.
No problem. So me and my dad are big fans of you, and I called yesterday, wanted to talk about Pickett and Saquon, but I had to leave because I had soccer practice.
Oh, thanks for calling back. I queued you up nicely.
Yeah. So about Saquon, I think he's going to have a huge year, and let's say he does, with 1,500 all-purpose yards, you know, 8 or 9 touchdowns. Do you think the Giants will keep him for the future and pay him, you know, so he could be the star in New York, or trade him away while he's healthy and has value?
I think if he carries the team, I think if he puts up the numbers, I think if his leadership, like he's already shown that leadership, if his leadership is there, they're not going to move on from a proven guy like that, especially a new regime that, you know, needs some of the old fabric to stay there. I don't think they move away from him. I think they figure out a way to keep him. I have faith in Saquon. I think they'll use him differently. I think they'll use him where he'll be more effective. I keep seeing this clip of him making a move in the hole and getting to the second level, and he kind of lays his shoulder down, and, you know, he gives it to the DB, and people are like, oh, this started a brawl in practice. Good. It's football. Hit or be hit. And every time I watch that video, I'm like, these guys are in full pads. These are NFL football players. This is the highest level of competition. Saquon is a freak athlete. He's been in the league 4 years now. I look for him to have a big year. I look for him to help lead the Giants to a couple wins. And if he does that, I don't see them moving on from him.
Yeah. He has been, he's torn ACL.
Yeah, now injuries are one thing. He's got to stay healthy, and he has an injury history. And also just the running back position. It's changed so much. You see undrafted free agents get carries and do well in the NFL. You see guys, you know, like Ezekiel Elliott get drafted 4th overall, get paid, and then just fall off a cliff. It's tough, but I think with Saquon, it's more than just a running back. Like, they got to split him out. They got to get him in open space. They can't just run him in between the tackles. They have to use him as an offensive weapon. And if he becomes more of an offensive weapon and not just a running back, that's a guy you keep. He's a rare talent in the NFL. He can hit home runs.
Yeah.
Now, what you know about my guy, Kenny Pickett?
Well, I know a lot of people from Ocean who knew him. And I know you went to Ocean too, so yeah, I think the Steelers should start him. Maybe not week one, but you know, he's the star of Monmouth County, so I don't know.
He is. I'm extremely proud of Kenny. I'm thankful that the stars aligned, that, you know, this year he had a big year at Pitt and he was able to get drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I was able to, you know, have him call into WFAN and be on my show. Even the draft night, I called it. I remember being with Kim Jones and Sal Licata at FanDuel. We had a nice little crew there, and they were like, you know, who's the first quarterback coming off and where is he going? They were talking about Malik Willis, and I'm like, no. I'm like, it's Kenny Pickett, and if he gets past these first couple picks, he's going to fall to the Steelers, and they're going to take him because they already know him. Now, I don't want to see him start week one. The Steelers traded for Mitchell Trubisky. He's the guy with the most starts under his belt, a former number 2 overall pick, a guy that has, you know, weathered the storm a little bit. This is his third team. He went from the Bears to the Bills to now the Steelers. I'd like to see Mitchell Trubisky get the start. But if he struggles, I hope it's Kenny at the number 2. I was looking at ESPN the other day, and they had, you know, Mitchell Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, and Mason Rudolph in that order. And I just read into things. I'm like, does that mean Kenny so far is ahead of Mason Rudolph? I don't know. Fingers crossed, man. You would just, I don't know. I played quarterback at Ocean. I wore number 8. He played quarterback at Ocean. He wears number 8. I order his Steelers number 8 jersey. I'm like, I never thought I'd be wearing this black and gold jersey. But I'm just proud to see a kid from my town grow up and do it. Like, I had that dream when I was like 11 to 16 to be an NFL quarterback. And to see a guy like Kenny Pickett come out of the Shore Conference and do it, you're rooting for him.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Did you play any football, Jack?
No, I play soccer. That's why I had to leave the other night. Soccer practice.
Oh, I
just
see.
Soccer.
Well, do your thing, bro. Thanks for calling up.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. So for people listening that don't know, Kenny Pickett, Pitt quarterback. You remember the fake slide? He was also invited to the Heisman. Kenny Pickett is from my hometown. I met Kenny Pickett when he was 11 and I was 21 at what we call Big Red Football Camp. I don't even know if it exists anymore, but there was a football camp where, you know, when I was in college, I came back to coach and be around the kids. And I remember seeing a young Kenny Pickett, and I'd heard about him, that this kid was good at baseball. This kid was good at football, basketball. You know, he was a smart kid, an athlete. And I remember him being just a little more advanced than some of the kids in his year. And then, you know, he comes up and Ocean High School is good again. They don't win the state championship. My senior year, we're still the last team to win the state championship. I was rooting for Kenny to get it done. They were close 2 years, but it didn't matter. He ends up taking a scholarship to Pitt. I watched this kid go out to Pitt, and his freshman year, he burns his red shirt, and it was worth it because later in that freshman year, the University of Miami was undefeated, I think 11-0, or maybe 10-0, going to be 11-0, and they come to Heinz Field, and a kid from my town named Kenny Pickett knocks him off. He had a diving touchdown, dived at the pylon to beat them, and I'm like, this kid is going to make it. This is going to be the kid from our town that makes it to the NFL. He's a freshman knocking off the top team in the ACC. Fast forward all of these years, I've watched him play against Clemson. I've watched him play against Florida State. I've watched him play against all of these top teams and hold his own. And now he's in the NFL. I'm one of his top fans, and there's a whole town of us rooting for this guy. And Pittsburgh, hail to Pittsburgh. They're rooting for him too. So Kenny Pickett, look out for him, number 8. On the Pittsburgh Steelers as we get closer to NFL season. I said my fandom is like 10% Steelers now because Kenny's there. That might bump up to like 15 or 20 if Kenny becomes a starter this season. And then I've got like another 10 to 20% for the Jets. And then the rest is Dallas Cowboys. I picked the Dallas Cowboys when I was like 4 or 5 years old. I didn't even know Dallas was in Texas. All I knew was Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, and you know, Americana. They were on TV a lot, so I watched them and I was like, oh, America's team, I'll root for them. They just won the Super Bowl.
Have something to say? We'll answer the phone. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Rest in peace, Earl Simmons, DMX, New York legend. Keith McPherson on the fan. Hey-o, Yankees lineup is out. Leading off, playing first base, DJ LeMahieu. Batting second in right field, Aaron Judge. Batting third in left field, Andrew Benintendi. Thank you, move him up. Josh Donaldson will be cleaning up, batting fourth, playing third base. Gleyber Torres will be batting fifth, playing second base. Miguel Andujar DHing at batting sixth. Batting seventh is Aaron Hicks in center field. Batting eighth is Jose Trevino catching. Batting ninth is Isaiah Conner-Falefa playing shortstop. Your starting pitcher is Garrett Cole. A few things here. I just said, it just, you know, pumped me up. Like, Benintendi should not be low in the lineup. Now that he's got it going, get him in front of some hitters. I like him in front of Donaldson. He's hit behind Donaldson a couple times in this early run in pinstripes for him. And then Miguel Andujar is back. Good. Miggy Andu, come through, bro. Come through. He has, the last two times he was called up, he has. He's answered the bell, and I expect him to do the same. He's DHing, so doesn't have to worry about playing the field. Just got a hit. It's kind of tough against Luis Castillo, but whatever. He can get rocked, too. I wonder, is this Luis Castillo's home debut? I'll get that answer. I think, yeah, Suss says he believes it is, and that just occurred to me, you know, since the trade deadline. I think they were on the road. right? They were with the, yeah. So this will be Luis Castillo's home debut. I'm sure the fans in Seattle will be turned up for that. Gerrit Cole, do not be afraid. Do not be rattled. Yankee fans, note, Jose Trevino is catching Gerrit Cole tonight. Higgy was catching him last Wednesday when he gave it up in the Bronx. He kind of threw Higgy under the bus with him, you know, talking about their game plan and their pitch selection and kind of, you know, we, not I, not taking accountability on his own. He you know, kind of threw Higgy under the bus with him. So now we'll see the difference with Jose Trevino. And I hope that there is a difference. I hope that Cole is lights out. Come on, Cole, give me 6-7 innings. Don't give up more than like a run or two, a home run. All right, like I can, you know, I could deal with the like one or two solo shots max. I remember, you know, Tanaka used to always give up a solo shot here and there, and I'm like, I can live with it. It is what it is. Solo shots aren't beating us. Same with last night. You know, Tyone gave up that solo shot. I was like, whatever, compete. It's a long game. That solo shot is not beating us. We're already up 2-0. So if Cole gives up a home run early, don't panic. It is what it is. But I expect him and Trevino to have a good rapport tonight. And they got a battle out there against Luis Castillo and the Seattle Mariners. Now, Marley Rivera just reported that Julio Rodriguez actually won't be activated for this series. I had said he'd be back tomorrow for that, you know, getaway game. Unfortunately, Julio Rodriguez will not be active during the Yankees series. Likely he'll be back Friday. So the Yankees are going to miss him. And he's one of the top players in baseball. He's one of my favorite players in baseball. The kid is 21 years old. He's a phenom. I heard rumblings about him last year. And, man, they got to get him out of Seattle. Hopefully he can come to New York. Hopefully they can make a deal for him down the line and get him to New York. If you don't know who Julio Rodriguez is, if you watch the Home Run Derby, you know who he is. He put on a show out there. I got to meet him at All-Star, the red carpet. Like, that's my like favorite young player in baseball right now. I think that kid is the future of baseball. If you don't know J-Rod, the J-Rod Show, look up his YouTube channel. He's going to be a phenom, and he's already got the personality. The kid's 21 years old. He like made sure that he could speak English. Coming out of the Dominican Republic, he made it a point to learn the English language, and he's already like fluent in different terms and slang. I got my eye on that kid. He's a good ball player. He can hit. He plays center field, and hopefully he's a Yankee one day. All right, let's get to the phones. I feel like I've done all the talking. I think I've only taken like 3 calls. I'd like to take more. I've been telling you to call up 877-337-6666. The New York Mets game is going to start in about 10 minutes. So I expect this game now to go a little later, probably 8 to 11, 8 to 11:30. We should get some overlap between the Yankees and the Mets game starting. I will have an eye on both. But let's talk to the fans that call the fan. Let's see who's on the line right now. Jimmy in Newark, you got it. What's up?
Hey, Keith. Hope everything's good with you and yours, man.
Same to you. Everything's great, man. What's up?
Appreciate it. Listen, that the lineup took a little wind out of my sails, but I was, you know, you mentioned before, I mean, Carpenter's a great story, whether you're a Yankee fan or not, but you, I mean, you get a guy in it and Duhar that with an eyelash under 300 and 100 RBIs basically in a, when he gets consistent playing time.
Yeah.
And if you can hide, I mean, you sit in 203, too. I mean, you can see, Matt Carpenter had no business in right field. If you can hide Matt Carpenter, then you can hide Miguel and Duhar. I mean, his arm, Matt Carpenter made Johnny Damon look like Bo Jackson with his arm. So if you can hide him out there, there's no reason that you can't hide Miguel. And my question, because I trust your opinion, you're not, you're super honest. I mean, I'm a diehard Yankee fan, too, but do you think Boone is going to give Andujar the 20 at-bats a week that he needs to maybe go back to 2018, Miguel?
No, I think they wanted to trade him at the deadline and couldn't find the right partner, the right suitor. I think their hand is forced, right? Like I said, they're missing Rizzo. They're missing Stanton. Now they're missing Matt Carpenter. Like when Tim LeCastro came in the game, I'm like, we're down to Tim LeCastro as our, like, and like, you know, Timmy Lowe, Tim LaFast, bro, great pinch runner, can play the outfield, but that's not who you want up there at the plate. Definitely not against Luis Castillo. So I think Miguel Andujar gives us a better bat. He's wanted his opportunity. He asked for a trade, and I'm just hoping that this guy comes in looking to, like, prove everyone wrong that doubted him and the fans, right, that believed in him. As far as him playing in the outfield, it's going to be Benintendi in left, Hicks in center, and Judge and Wright, and they're just going to keep riding that out until Harrison Bader can play center field. I don't think they want to see Miguel Andujar in the outfield at all.
Yeah, which is a shame because, I mean, the small sample size this year, he looked, I mean, just the eye test, he did look way more comfortable.
He looked improved. But, we all can say he looked improved versus when we were seeing balls fly over his head or him not taking the right route. And he said he practiced on it. Improvement noted. The guy got better. He went from being a third baseman, and they said, hey, Gio Urshela is our third baseman. Figure something else out. And he stepped into the outfield like an athlete and figured out how to play left field. Left field is tough, but they have Benintendi now. He'll be there. And Hicks is in center. Judge is in right. I mean, I wouldn't mind when the Yankees come back home if they put Judge in center and then put Andujar in right. Like you said, sitting in 203, we all watched Matt Carpenter. That one game, it was like the ball kept finding him. Like, I don't know. I think it was like six balls went his way. And I'm like, it's like the baseball guys are like, let's see if this guy can play right field. And I think Miguel Andujar can. I know he's played left field, but I think he'd be fine in Yankee Stadium in right field, put Judge in center, Benintendi in left. But that's me. I don't think that the Yankees or Aaron Boone are going to line it up that way. I think they're going to look at his bat and just try and have him as the DH right now.
Yeah, I agree. But I was hoping for a different answer, but I appreciate the honesty. Hopefully he puts one out tonight.
Hopefully he hits one off Castillo. That'd be great. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. I mean, what do I know? I'm a fan, right? And Jimmy's like, you sit in 203 UC. I remember that game. I'm like, Matt Carpenter is in right field. We've seen Matt Carpenter play right field, third base, first base. He's best suited as a DH. He's best suited as a DH coming off the bench. That's what I dream of with Matt Carpenter. Because when this whole lineup comes back and is intact, he's not going to be starting at DH. Stanton's going to be the DH. But late in games, depending on pitching matchups, I've said this on air a bunch of times, you'll have Matt Carpenter as the left-handed bat off the bench versus a Mike Ford. I know you guys remember that. In 2020, Mike Ford is our option coming off the bench as the lefty bat. It's like, this is not a good move. This is not a good option. You know. But we also saw Joey Gallo come off the bench as the lefty bat in Citi Field. So it is what it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.